What a society made can tell us a lot about them. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Keely Heuer, assistant professor of art history at SUNY New Paltz, explores the ceramics of ancient Greeks.
Although familiar with legendary ancient Greek wanderings in Homer's Odyssey, few today are aware of the extensive Hellenic exploration of the Mediterranean basin and beyond that began the mid-8th century BC, motivated by the need for raw materials like metal ores and fertile farmland. The permanent settlements they established extended from modern Spain to the Black Sea, and the largest concentration of these Hellenic sites are on the shores of southern Italy and Sicily, leading to the area becoming known as Magna Graecia or Great Greece. Understanding life in these Greek settlements and their impact upon their indigenous Italic neighbors is impeded by the lack of local literary sources other than brief inscriptions. Although we hear of historians, philosophers, and playwrights in Magna Graecia, none of their voices survive, and what information we do know about the region was recorded from a geographical and temporal distance. Thus, we rely upon visual and material culture in the archaeological record, and my work focuses upon the imagery on painted ceramics produced in the region using techniques, shapes, and iconography originally derived from Athens around 440 BC. This pottery, categorized as South Italian, features a number of distinctive motifs that are never or only rarely found on their mainland Greek counterparts, including scenes derived from the great Athenian tragedies. These differences reveal the unique interests and religious beliefs of the vase's clientele, Greek and native Italic alike. The pottery's funerary function suggests that their distinctive iconography is eschatological, including the numerous female heads rising from flowers, perhaps referencing the regenerative natural cycle. These beliefs regarding the afterlife may have influenced Plato, who spent extensive time in the region contemporary with the vase's production.
That was Keely Heuer of SUNY New Paltz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.